Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Let's continue the readings of this week as we prepare for the great feast of Pentecost. Brothers and sisters, remember, we're not celebrating just a past event. We're celebrating a living reality, because by your baptism and your confirmation, you received many gifts. We need to learn how to use them. So what we want to do in this Pentecost is be prepared to ask the Lord next Sunday, come Holy Spirit into my life, repent of our sin, give God a free pathway, and ask him, activate the gifts you've given me, the gifts of faith and hope and love. That's enough for a lifetime, but he's given us a lot more than that. But because we have free will, he doesn't force them on us. He gives them to us. But we need to bring them to life by saying yes. So let's look at the readings today in light of what in my life is an obstacle to the Holy Spirit working through me, because God never violates a free will. And just because you don't get opposition doesn't mean that you're on the right path. The right path is what draws you into an environment, so to speak, of faith and hope and love in who God says he is, in what God has done for us, in what God hopes for us, the gifts he showered upon us. Yes, we have to activate them, but they're there. Don't let them lie dormant. Let's take a look at the readings for today. The first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 20, verses 17 to 27. From Miletus, Paul had the presbyters of the church at Ephesus summoned, and when they came to him, he addressed them, "You know how I lived among you the whole time, from the day I first came to the province of Asia. I served the Lord with all humility and with the tears and trials that came to me because of the plots of the Jews. And I did not at all shrink from telling you what was for your benefit or from teaching you in public or in your homes. I earnestly bore witness for both Jews and Greeks to repentance before God and to faith in our Lord Jesus. But now, compelled by the Spirit, I am going to Jerusalem. What will happen to me there, I do not know, except that in one city after another, the Holy Spirit has been warning me that imprisonment and hardships await me." What would you do if you had a sense from God that imprisonment and hardships await me? What would you do? You need the gifts of the Holy Spirit: prudence, justice, fortitude, temperance, etc., etc. You need those gifts to be able to be a true disciple of the Lord. And Paul says, right after he said, the Holy Spirit has been warning me that imprisonment and hardships await me, and he was right. Going up to Jerusalem brought him right dead center into the problem. "Yet I consider life of no importance to me." Ho, listen to that. "I consider life of no importance to me if only I may finish my course and the ministry that I received from the Lord Jesus to bear witness to the gospel of God's grace. The only thing that's important to me is I've finished the life that God has laid out for me and given me, and the ministry that I received from him to bear witness to the gospel of God's grace. That's why I'm here." Now you say, yeah, but Paul's a saint. So can you be. Remember what Paul was. He was a persecutor of the Christians, terrible persecutor. Any of us, our lives can change if we choose to follow him. And Paul goes on to say, "But now I know that none of you to whom I preach the kingdom during my travels will ever see my face again." He knows what awaits him. "And so I solemnly declare to you this day that I am not responsible for the blood of any of you, for I did not shrink from proclaiming to you the entire plan of God. I've done my duty. I've given you what you need to know." Brothers and sisters, God, through the scriptures and through saint after saint after saint, in our lives has shown us the pathway. Have we accepted it? Do we reject it? Or do we try to remain neutral, so to speak? Neutrality doesn't get you anywhere. It just doesn't. So give up that. You're either for God or against God. I don't think you would be listening to this program if you weren't in some way for the Lord. So the question to you is, as we prepare for Pentecost, how sold out are you? I don't mean you have to go out and only speak pious words. That's not my point. What are your priorities? What's most important in your life? How do you protect your faith? How do you share your faith? Are you an active, living disciple of Jesus Christ or not? You can't dilly-dally. You can't waffle. You have to make a choice. Psalm 68, sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. Sing to God. A beautiful, bountiful rain you showered down, O God, upon your inheritance. You restored the land when it languished. Your flocks settled in it. In your goodness, O God, you provided it for the needy. Blessed day by day be the Lord who bears our burdens, God who is our salvation. God is a saving God for us. The Lord, my Lord, controls the passageways of death. That Psalm 68 is an act of trust in the Lord. Can you pray that way? Can you pray the Psalms? Take them as your own? Gospel of John, chapter 17, verses 1 to 11. Jesus raised his eyes to heaven, and he said, Father, the hour has come. Give glory to your Son, so that your Son may glorify you. Just as you gave him authority over all people, so that your Son may give eternal life to all you gave him. Now this is eternal life, that they should know you. He's speaking to his Father, that they, that's us, should know you, the only true God, and the one whom you sent, Jesus Christ. I glorified you on earth by accomplishing the work that you gave me to do. Now glorify me, Father, with you, with the glory that I had with you before the world began. I revealed your name to those whom you gave me out of the world. They belong to you, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you gave me is from you, because the words you gave to me I have given to them, and they accepted them and truly understood that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. Do you realize that that's not just for them, that's for us? Can Jesus pray that for us? They know that everything you gave me is from you, because the words you gave to me I have given to them, and they accepted them and truly understood that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. Are you numbered among the disciples? That's the question. I pray for them. Look at that. Jesus, I pray for them. Jesus prays for you before the face of the Father all the time. He does. Scripture tells us that. He's forever interceding for us, pleading on our behalf to forgive our sin and to draw us closer to the Lord. He's always praying. Jesus himself prays for you. Think about that. You're not one of numberless billions of people. He knows you through and through better than you know yourself, and he prays for you. Receive the grace that he suffered and died for you. I pick it up here. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for the ones you have given me, because they are yours, and everything of mine is yours, and everything of yours is mine. And I have been glorified in them. And now I will no longer be in the world, but they are in the world. Well, I am coming to you. Brothers and sisters, we're so loved by God. We're so loved, and we ignore we just ignore. God is how, well, let me ask you this question. Let me put it this way. How clearly is God part of your everyday life? Do you turn to him throughout the day? Do you pray just little prayers or just calling on his name throughout the day? When you come up against something that's difficult, do you turn to him first? Who do you turn to? How much time do you give him in prayer? How can you know his love unless you spend time with him? He wants you to know it, but he's not going to force it on you. You need to give God time every day. Every day. He loves you more than all the people on this earth who love you. Put all the love of the people you know, who know well, and you probably love them as well. Think of all the people who love you, and then compare it to God's love for you. Not that that love of people is not important. It is important. But what I'm saying is the source of all love is in Jesus. Jesus is love itself. Draw your nourishment from him. Draw your strength from him. Draw your wisdom from him. Draw hope from him. Receive the love that he has for you. It's an unending fountain of grace for you. How silly it would be if we were seen walking around holding a glass, an empty glass, and we're saying, I'm parched, I have no water. And right behind me is this huge fountain of fresh, clear, clean water. But we didn't look there. How many times, brothers and sisters, are we in need of strength? Are we in need of food and drink? How quickly do we turn to the Lord? I'm talking on the spiritual plane now, but how quickly do we turn to him? And yet many of us who say we have faith live on a starvation diet. We don't turn to the Lord. We don't feed on him. We don't receive from him. Here's the source of life in the Eucharist and in his word. Are they a daily part of your life? Jesus says, as I read a few moments ago, I pray for them. He prays for you. I do not pray for the world, but for the ones you have given me, because they are yours. And everything of mine is yours, and everything of yours is mine. And I have been glorified in them. He's praying for you now. With God, there's no time. He's praying for you. Will you draw closer to him? Will you give him time daily? Ask the Holy Spirit on this Feast of Pentecost to give you the courage to change your schedule, to change your plans insofar as you can, to ask him to give you resources, ways of approaching this so that you can give God the time that he needs with you. Jesus says, and now I will no longer be in the world, but they are in the world while I am coming to you. May God give you wisdom and courage. God bless you. To order my free booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, call 1-800-282-4789 or go to our website renewalministries.net/FFJ, where you can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast. God bless you.